you're a regular follower of this masterclass, you may have noticed that I've been talking about gratitude in a number of episodes. In fact, one whole episode was devoted to it, and my 2020 year ender talked about my 2021 resolution, PEG, which has gratitude as one of its elements. So why am I harping on it again? Hi, I'm George, and this is our 17th episode of Masterclass. Let's talk about the various ways we can say thank you. This is brought to you by Cutprint Productions, to whom I'm really grateful for. Saying thank you can be the easiest thing to come from our mouths. Now, the question is, do we really mean it? Most of the time, I encounter people saying those two words, but they don't sound like they really mean it. There are those who would say just thank you in passing, others with a stoic face or even a frown. Still, others say it with a bit of sarcasm. So the question is, does uttering those two words encompass what gratitude is all about? I have learned through my over six decades of existence that feeling grateful doesn't mean just saying it. For me, it's more than that. It's doing what you're grateful for. Relishing the thought that you learned and earned something from it. Holding it close to your heart as a life's mantra. Let me explain. I grew up surrounded by reading materials. Newspapers, magazines, comic books. Books, whatever sees print, I had a chance to read them. This I attribute to my father, who was in the book distribution business. He sold encyclopedias and other reference books when I was in grade school. He never shoved it down my throat. But the mere presence of those books everywhere in our home, plus the piles of newspapers, magazines, and what have yous in our newsstand, were enough to entice me to give reading a shot. Before I knew it, I became a reading junkie, and my brain became a sponge. When I was 9 years old, I could draw the world map from memory with the countries and its capitals labeled properly. I already knew about World Wars I and II, and I realized it was fun. All these seemingly trivial facts have helped me with my radio, writing, and consulting careers. When you have father in your brain, you never run out of things to talk about or write. In fact, if not for this foundation, I might not be doing this masterclass now. My own way of saying thanks to my dad, my mom, and the foundation they gave me. The Jesuit priests have also played a huge part in my life. I was in high school when I was gifted by my uncle, Father Tony Kuna of the Society of Jesus, a book entitled With God in Russia. It was about a Polish Jesuit priest, Father Walter Cisak, who had to undergo trials before, during, and after World War II. It was so inspirational that at one time, I really wanted to be a Jesuit. Coupled with the fact that my uncle, Father Tony, was a huge inspiration of mine. He was eloquent, Jesuits are known for that, and was the conductor of the Ateneo Glee Club, probably the reason why music played a big part in my life. I was in singing groups, bands, and even managed bands. I arranged vocals, even if I didn't know how to read or write musical notes, just like Father Tony. And I still do it now. My way of thanking my uncle for instilling that ignition spirit in me. The Jesuit connection doesn't end there. I told you that at one time I wanted to be a Jesuit. Well, I actually got accepted by Father Joe Galdon of the Society of Jesus to the pre-divinity program of the Ateneo, even with my non-credentials. But God had other plans. I never got to become a priest. However, I still adhere to what I learned from the Jesuits, and I'm so grateful for that. My three children all went to the Ateneo. My eldest got her master's degree from the university. My second daughter got her bachelor's diploma for development studies. And my only son spent his grade school and half of his high school years there. He went to the United States in third year, and upon graduation from high school, entered Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York, despite offers from more prestigious institutions. Again, the Jesuit DNA showing. And for this, I am so thankful. I spent more than 50 years in broadcasting as an on-air personality, an executive, and as a consultant. The stuff I learned when I was a kid devouring books helped me to go up the organizational ladder. The people who mentored me, legends in their own right in the industry, molded me to what I am now. Friends in advertising also played a huge part in my development as a broadcaster. Remember, you need ads to make a station survive. They taught me the tricks and trades of their world and showed me how to marry these with broadcasting. Today, I have a weekly live stream called Boomer's Banquet. I host it with two other personalities, one of whom was my protege way back in radio, and who has made a name for himself too. It dwells mostly on nostalgia. A lot of people ask me why I do it. We don't get compensated for it. And I said it's a way of thanking the people who have helped me in the past and showing them that I really learned a few tricks from them. You see, most of our guests talk about what entertainment, broadcast, pop culture, and the like were before. The best part of it is the gratitude they give me in return just for being invited to guest in my show. Gratitude begets gratitude. No need to say thanks. Just show it. I've always been a fan of excellent musicality, to the point that I always analyze and critique performances by singers and bands. I figured there had to be a lot of discipline involved in the road to excellence, and this is what I applied in the musical groups I managed. Even without knowing those bands of my younger years, I somehow was able to approximate what they used to do to help my own bands become successful. You learn best practices simply by observing. Last weekend, I had as guests for Boomer's Banquet the people I idolized, the old band members, and the manager who made those bands happen. And when they talked about how they developed themselves into supergroups, I realized I did exactly the same thing without knowing how they did it. Observe and apply best practices. I did those. And I guess my foundation as a voracious reader taught me to store everything in my brain. I never imagined I'd be applying the same discipline 5 decades after. I'm a huge fan of Tom Clancy, Gary Vaynerchuk, Simon Sinek, and Angela Duckworth. Who the heck are they? Tom was one of the hottest novelists of the 80s to the 2000s, until he passed away. His novels are riveting and are history and political lessons in themselves. I have read all of his books many times over. Gary is a media and advertising dude who advocated the feeling or the feel-good mentality, especially patience, integrity, and happiness. Simon always asks the question why when he talks about the growth mindset. And Angela is the ultimate guru in grit. I teach what they preach to my students and here in our masterclass. Thank you to them, even if they're not even aware I exist. I've been in a lot of hairy situations in the past. Every time I get into those, I get frantic and panic. But then again, the Jesuit mindset always comes to fore. Instead of moping and being a worrywart, I turn to God. I ask Him to guide me, to send His Holy Spirit to lead me, and His angels to protect me. I ask Him for inner peace. In other words, I let Him lead me to a resolution of a concern. And you know what? It always works. And the only thing I'm probably asked in return is for me to learn from my transgressions and do better. Isn't that a best practice in itself? And it comes from God. And I'm most grateful for that. I could go on and on with tons of anecdotes and stories, but I'll stop right here. After all, again, all these things I talked about wouldn't have been possible without God's guidance. You can really depend on Him. I've survived over 6 decades with His protection. The takeaway? Live your gratitude. It may not be in the form of 2 words. It means a whole lot more if it's in the form of acts and deeds. If you want me to talk about more feel-good moments, just drop me a line at george@cutbrandproductions.com. That's george@cutbrandproductions.com. I'll make sure it sees the light of day here in Masterclass. Till next episode, I'm thinking of talking about integrity and honesty next week. Hope you enjoyed our short chat. And do listen to other Masterclass episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. My name is George, and I'd like to thank you for being there. Good night, and God bless. Ad maiorem Dei Gloria.
This show is produced by Cutprint Podcast Network and George Boone. Executive producer, Patsy Ferrer. Writer, George Mercado. Creative director, Christine Alido. Social media manager, Nia Escondo. Sound engineer, MJ Habal. Researcher, Lee Malcolm. To advertise, email us at podcast@cutprintproductions.com or call us at 0918-807-8478. That's 0918-807-8478.